Today for First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday, we're catching up with Star Valley Braves head wrestling coach Eddie Clark. And Coach Clark, thanks for taking a few minutes, because you only got a few minutes this week. Isn't that right?
That's kind of the schedule for this week, yes.
What we're talking about is the Braves, of course, going to make the long trek, and we do mean long, up to the Pat Weed Memorial in Gillette. And as we know, in certain parts of the state, there are no straight lines. It's kind of a big S-curve, in fact. You'll get to see pretty much all of Wyoming, and you've been there before, but it's been a while, hasn't it?
Yeah, we used to go out all the way back in about 2004, 2005. We almost didn't make it home for Christmas, and so we took a break from it because we almost didn't make Christmas Eve. We just about got snowed out, so we decided it was a better idea to get out of that so we could make sure our kids were there for Christmas, and they moved it up a week, and we're back in the 4A, and we'll see some schools from the other side that we won't see any other time. So it was good timing to give the Pat Weed a try again.
Now, this particular Braves team, kind of a big transition year, not just on paper with the classification change to 4A, but you had 14 graduates, which is one of the biggest departing classes you've ever had, correct?
Yes, I think that might be the biggest departing class I've ever had.
And so you've already started off into this year. The Braves Brawl had a great start, going 6-0. You guys thumped Rock Springs earlier this week in a duel. But I'll be honest with you, I'm looking at the names and I'm thinking to myself, I'm going to have to learn a lot of kids here. So your kids are still winning, but I don't necessarily know who they are yet. Kind of introduce us to some of the names that are kind of toting the banner for you early on this season.
Well, right now we have Levi Bird wrestling at 106. He was our 106 pounder last year. And we have Mason Pack, who's a freshman, wrestling in there at 113. We have Tyson Kendall wrestling 120. He's also a freshman, doing a good job in there for us at 126. Oh my gosh, I got to use my brain because we subbed. I was Tel Perry, also a freshman. We're getting in there and getting some great experience, looking good. 132 is Peyton Andrews. You know, we remember him from last year's state finalist.
He's a returning All-Stater.
Yep. And then we go to 138. We have Cam Kendall, who spent a lot of time in the lineup. And then 145 is Joey Nafe, who's been in and out of the lineup a lot because he's had a lot of injuries, but he's healthy now. So now
Coach Joseph, he was a state placer as a freshman, and then he basically spent most of last season injured, correct?
Most of the last two seasons.
Two seasons.
Injured.
Wow, has that been two seasons?
Yeah, well, what happened was he broke his arm in middle school, and they took the plate out, and it was going good, and then he broke it again, and then had another bad go with it. So we're actually, you know, it's been the same arm for 2 years in a row. Hmm. So we're thinking it's there, it's working well, the plates are in there, so we don't think it's going to have any more issues, so we should be good to go.
And so he's up to 145 this year.
He's up to 145 and wrestling, so it'll be great to have him for a full season. Then 152, Porter Merritt's grown up. He's all the way up to 152. And he's a returning state place winner as well. And then 160, we have Cooper Burke, who was a mainstay in the lineup for some of the season last year until he got hurt right at the end. So we're hoping to keep him healthy all the way through the finish this year.
And he was expected to be, I mean, Cooper's, that's a wrestling family. Well, most of these families are. Yeah. But he was expected to probably go and score some points for you last year. Just didn't work out that way.
Yeah. We figured he was a state place winner. And then when he went down, we were very fortunate to have someone else step up in his place. So that was a good thing. And then 170, we have Grant Weiss, who's a move-in from Utah.
And Grant went undefeated at the Braves Brawl.
Yeah. He's a returning state place winner from Utah. He was fourth in the state of Utah. And then we're open at 82-95 currently. We've got some kids still hurt from football, and so we kind of got some injured reserve still working on filling those two slots. And then Joseph Warren is at 220. He's new to the varsity lineup. He wrestled last year. He spent a lot of the season in and out of the lineup with some injuries, and then we're closing it off with Wes Turner, who's been a solid JV wrestler for us for several years,
and also just got done playing with the playing with the football team as well as a lineman.
You bet.
It's kind of interesting, Coach. You look at that, and you could argue that last year's two strongest weight classes were 182 and 195, and right now it's kind of like, okay, who's going to fill those roles? No Zach Patterson, no Harrison Hoops.
And it's tough. You know, we kind of had a plan coming into the year, and then we kind of saw what the season would be. Right now, we would have Brandon back, right, and we would have Jesse Levitt in there, and also we'd have Cal Burke who tore his ACL riding the motorcycle. So,
oh no,
you know, we have, and so and his is one of those 9-month injuries, so it's not one we're getting back from, and so you know it's just. You know, we had everything on paper sure looked good, but now we're just hoping that we can get Jesse, we can get Brandon back, and we'll also get Grant Thompson back in the lineup here next week, and okay, he'll jump in there at one, get one, you know, he had that broken hand in football and then had to have surgery, so we'll get him going, and so it's kind of got to be patient this year. Things are going to happen just in their own time.
You know, Coach, it's interesting because I think a lot of people who don't coach, who've never coached, sometimes I think they feel like you just, you know, you're supposed to show up at every tournament and throw your best pitch, you know, at every tournament with a full bag of ammo, and that's just not how it works, is it?
No, you know, we've been so fortunate for several years here where we've had depth, and in the places where we didn't have depth, we've avoided injury. But that, you know, injury in football, injury in wrestling, and all those things. But this year we're not having that kind of luck. It kind of reminds me of our second year in the 4A, all the way back when we had all those kids go down. You know, we were the best team in the state when the season started. But by the time we got to the end with all the injuries and everything else we had go on, we weren't. I mean, we were hoping we could get fourth or fifth because we were just dumbstruck with terrible luck.
But as you pointed out to me, it's more about the last 3 weeks of the season than the first.
Yes, absolutely.
But this is a fantastic opportunity for your guys, travel aside. Maybe that's going to be fun too. Maybe they'll come up with a new road game. But you get the chance to see, as you've mentioned, not just some good Wyoming Eastern teams like obviously Thunder Basin, Campbell County, it's their backyard, and teams like Sheridan. But man, there's some teams coming from South Dakota. You got perennial powerhouse Douglas, who's just licking their chops to fill the power vacuum in the 3A. But you have a lot of good teams that you have an opportunity to see this weekend.
Yeah, you know, and then we'll get Dickinson out of North Dakota, and we'll get Sydney out of Montana. We got the Rapid City schools. We'll get to see a couple of those schools as well as the teams from the other side of the state. And these aren't just run of the mill programs. These are all top line programs. And so it's kind of funny. There's some teams there that I'm relatively confident we would, you know, I mean, like we at Rock Springs will be there, but they're not on our list of teams to wrestle. You know, so we're going to see some of those frontline teams for sure that first day. And then, and I think they've kind of paired power against power.
And, as you mentioned, some of these schools, their perennial powers in their respective states, Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota, Wyoming. And, that's kind of your old stomping grounds as well, being from Spearfish. And you have some longtime experience with some of this, with this region, I guess I should say.
Oh yeah.
What would be considered to be a successful weekend for you as a coach coming back from the Pat Weed this weekend? What would be considered a successful weekend?
Well, you know, I think to be honest, you know, it's early in the season, so a lot of other teams will be hamstrung like we are. So you just don't know what to expect. These early season tournaments, it's kind of a box of chocolates because everyone's doing exactly what we are. They're getting some kids healthy from football. You've got weight reduction plans because kids can't start at their bottom weight a lot of times. They have to work their way down. I mean, I know that I was visiting with the coach from Sheridan. He's got two or three kids that are stuck in one weight class that at the end of the year, they'll be in three different weight classes. But because you can only lose so many pounds a week, they'll gradually spread them out. So, you know, it's hard to know. I know that, that I think if we're with this quality of lineup, 4 foot and two weights, if we're above 500, I'm going to be extremely happy. Because when you're 4 foot and two weights with these quality of teams, you're down. That's a 24 point swing.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, that's huge.
And those are kind of, momentum shift. I mean, maybe they all could be, but I think traditionally those are kind of the momentum swinging type of weight classes. Wouldn't you say that?
Oh, yeah.
Those bigger guys.
Our big guys have kind of carried us for a few years here. So yeah, it's, they've been real momentum swingers for us.
Coach, talk a little bit about the kind of pre-Christmas schedule and post-Christmas and what you'd like to see happen over the next, 3 to 4 weeks.
Well, you know, we obviously have this weekend, then we come back and we have finals week and some of that stuff. And tonight, there's not much time between the Braves Brawl, the Rock Springs Duel, getting back down to weight and then heading out to Gillette again. So tonight we're going to work on our conditioning and loosen up and spend just a little bit of time on skills but mostly getting some weight off. So we're ready to go compete, get down the road. And then when we come back for that finals week, we'll spend a lot of time on skills. We'll focus in on getting a bunch of skills taught. And then we'll come back from the holidays and we've got 2 days of practice and then we're right into that, it was a quad, but Fremont just called and said they can't get out here for, their board just passed a policy. They can't leave the state border. So, Fremont, Utah won't be coming to that quad before Christmas. So it's us and Bear River and Minico. Should be a nice little triangular on the 29th. And then we'll after that we'll rebound and work on a few more days of skill work. And then we'll come back in and just get focused up and start working for the stretch run.
You know, one thing I wanted to bounce off of you, obviously, this is, what year is this for you at Star Valley?
23, 24, or something like that.
And obviously you coached prior to coming to Star Valley for many years.
Yep.
Let's talk about the evolution of it since maybe you've started, the evolution of the sport. What are some things, some major differences? You touched on the whole weight certification thing, obviously, that used to be the whole, I mean, it was even in movies, the whole, rubber suit, waist, losing weight, things like that. And that's a little different now, but talk about maybe how that has progressed over the last few years and maybe the evolution of the sport since you started coaching.
Well, when I first started in this, it was, you went to the doctor and the doctor said, oh, you can wrestle this weight or this weight. And that was good. I mean, doctors weren't hurt kids or anything like that. But with that, they didn't have any slow reduction plans or anything like that. So when doc said you could wrestle 106 and you weighed 120, you'd have kids trying to get from 120 down to 106 in a week. Whereas now we go in and we, and that started about 15 years ago, I guess. And I'm in year number 33 or 34 or something like that. 15, 20 years ago, we started this body fat thing where we determine that we actually get a scientific number, their body fat, and then kids can't go below 7 and they just, they drop, and then they have a weight reduction plan. They can lose 1% of their body weight per week and then they can gradually work their way down. And so there's no quick dieting like they used to do. They take their time and get where they need to be. So it's a whole different thing. And it's a lot healthier for kids. Coaches used to hand out plastics for practice. My high school coach actually handed me a set of plastics to help me lose weight. Now those things are illegal. So it's changed a lot, so that the days of the diving into the saunas and those things, all that stuff that we used to do for quick weight reduction are now illegal in the sport of wrestling. So, that's made it a lot healthier.
Coach, just want to bounce one more thing off of you. Those things have changed, but the nature of wrestling certainly hasn't. You still got it. It's still more of a lifestyle than a sport. And your guys, over the course of many years. They, and even, at the high school level, I bring this up all the time when it comes to, and I love basketball, but no one's forcing a basketball player to play at a certain weight, over the course of the season. So there really is, it really is a whole other thing. But when you look at the kids today and how hard they work and how long, they seem to kind of be able to reach into that tradition of wrestling and kind of be part of the group.
It's an interesting thing. I think once it gets into your family, it kind of stays, and you look at families, it kind of runs through families. And once it's in your family, it's always there. And I think that the thing about it is there's wrestling is a lifestyle. I mean, it demands that you're maintaining what you do. You can't just go home from practice and do what you want, because I've got kids who will, you have to watch what you eat, or you have to get a little extra work in so you can help yourself get down to weight after, when you have kids go home and eat and then get an extra 20 minutes on the treadmill or something like that to help them get down. And so it's super demanding, and it's not just the kid though. Mom and dad have to help too. They're helping the kid with their nutrition and those types of things. So I think that's what makes it such a family thing, is that, when you got one, I mean, I know at my house, when my son was cutting weight, there wasn't any candy laying around the house. There wasn't, we took the bags of potato chips and got rid of those and filled the house full of healthy snacks and those types of things. And that, it just makes it easier for them.
Coach Eddie Clark with the Star Valley Braves wrestling team headed out to Gillette this weekend. Coach, anything that we haven't touched on that you might want to talk about?
No, I'm just super excited about this season. These kids are working hard. They've got great attitudes. We're all kind of looking this morning at the weather, and it's still a little bit up in the air whether we get out the door or not tomorrow. Because it's downright a blizzard over in Gillette. They don't even have school over there today. So, this being Wednesday. So we'll make a call I think as of right now, we're planning on going. The roads are still open. We get up tomorrow morning. The roads are closed. We'll probably have a plan to go take everyone and go to Cammers. There's always plan B, and we'll just, it matters if wrestling wise, it's really important for our varsity kids to go out there and see those schools from the other side of the state, because it's our only opportunity really this year, other than the Ronthon, and there's no guarantee you see them there.
Right.
And so this is our chance to go take a look. But if the weather and the weather gods work against us, we'll just roll with those punches and go to Kemmer and have some fun there.
Head Coach Eddie Clark, Star Valley Braves Wrestling. Thank you, Coach Clark, for your accessibility, and safe travels to you, and good luck this weekend.
Thank you.